You need to have a strategy that combines finance so you can understand your cash needs and the economics of your plan. This is Boosting Your Financial IQ, where I help business professionals with financial responsibility to elevate their careers and run profitable companies. My hope is that you'll apply these lessons to achieve your greatest ambitions. Cheers and enjoy. Did you know that you can grow yourself out of business? Years ago, I was working with a company and they had $3 million in revenue. Before I started consulting the business, they had put in place an aggressive plan to grow the top line. The CEO was a champion of growth at all cost, and literally, it almost cost him his business. Now you may be wondering, isn't growth a good thing? And how can making more money lead to bankruptcy? Well, the first thing I want to clarify is that when people say they make more money, oftentimes they're referring to the top line or the revenue. Now, revenue is not profit, folks, and profit is not cash flow. There's an adage in finance that says something like, be patient on revenue growth and be impatient on profit growth. However, most executives do the opposite and are impatient on growing revenue and are patient on profit growth. This was especially true just a few years ago when capital was abundant, borrowing costs were low, and there was this mainstream ideology that growth trumped everything else. However, that growth mentality has shifted, especially as interest rates have increased and investors have lost their cool for burning through cash and companies not reaching profitability. So circling back to my original question, how can companies grow themselves out of business? Let's return to the company I was referring to that had $3 million in revenue and huge ambitions to quickly accelerate the top line. Before the company grew, they had about $3 million in revenue and about 10% of that revenue was tied up in working capital. Now, working capital can be a confusing thing, but it doesn't have to be. In simplistic terms, working capital is the difference between current assets and current liabilities. And I'm going to keep things really simple for this case study because the business I'm referring to is a service business. Thus, the majority of their working capital consists of accounts receivable, which is a current asset, and accounts payable, a current liability. In other words, the amount of working capital this company had was the difference between the amount of money customers owed the business and the amount of money the business owed its vendors. So think about it. The company went out and performed work, but they weren't serving residential customers. Instead, they were working with commercial clients. And therefore, they would do the work and then send an invoice for that work at the end of the month, giving their customers 30 days to pay. Well, in the meantime, the company still had to pay for the materials they used, payroll they incurred, fuel for their trucks, and other costs associated with producing that revenue. Now, some of the burden was lightened because they did put some of their cost on account with their trade vendors, specifically their material cost. These costs with trade vendors made up their accounts payable. In other words, the amount of money they owed their vendors within 30 days. So here the company was performing work and then billing their customers 30 days later and putting some of their expenses on account with their trade vendors. But overall, like I said, 10% of the revenue was caught up in working capital, or $300,000 a year was trapped on their balance sheet, 10% of $3 million. This money would essentially never be collected until the business shut down, because even when cash was collected during the month, the company would turn around and send out fresh billings and accounts receivable would jump back up. That's why I say working capital gets trapped on the balance sheet. So you may be wondering, what is the problem here, Steve? Well, the company grew from $3 million to $10 million in 1 year. That's great, right? However, during this rapid expansion, the company never considered its working capital requirements and planned for ways to finance this growth. So the company grew to $10 million in revenue. And what do you think happened to the working capital? That's right. Their working capital also grew, and it maintained the 10% ratio of the revenue. Thus, instead of $300,000 being trapped on the balance sheet, now the company had $1 million in working capital trapped within the business. And since the company didn't integrate finance with strategy, it failed to secure the necessary financing to cover this increase in working capital. So when I came into the business, they were teetering with bankruptcy because they were nearly out of cash. To help the company with their working capital issues, we improved their accounts receivable management process by accelerating the collection of accounts receivable, which then injected cash into the company quickly, thereby increasing working capital. We also offered discounts for early payments from their customers. We sent timely invoices throughout the month instead of at the end of the month, and implemented stricter credit policies to help reduce the accounts receivable turnover time. We also negotiated longer payment terms with suppliers to help delay cash outflows. Extending these payment terms while maintaining good relationships with the suppliers provided the company with additional time to convert their purchases into sales and collect accounts receivable. Next, we put in place a new forecasting process to gain better visibility into cash flow needs, thus helping the business put in place credit facilities to handle future growth. Even though it was a painful year and a half, and I could tell you it was a terrible time for the business, we finally got it back on track. The company eventually stabilized and cash flow improved along with their working capital. However, I can tell you that the business was definitely on the brink of bankruptcy. I see this all the time, and that's why I caution you if you're planning to accelerate growth in your business. Growth can be a wonderful thing. I want you to hear that. But you need to have a strategy that combines finance so you can understand your cash needs and the economics of your plan. This is what I teach my members in my programs over and over again, the importance of free cash flow in managing working capital. If you can't speak the language of money, if you can't interpret financial statements and you're planning on growing, you have to be super careful because you can grow yourself out of business, like I said in the intro, and I don't want that to happen to you. Okay, that's a wrap for today. I hope you have a wonderful week, and until next episode, take care of yourself. Cheers. Hey, real quick, if you get value out of this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you would leave us a review. Also, if you want to be featured on the show, send me a recording with your name, your age, where you're from, and your question through a voice note or a video using your smartphone. Then email me the file at hello@byfiq.com. BYFIQ stands for Boosting Your Financial IQ. So once again, it's hello@byfiq.com. If selected, I'll give you a shout out and answer your question for you and the entire community. One last thing, if you want access to additional resources that will help you fast track your path to financial freedom, visit byfiq.com or download our free app in the Apple or Google Play App Store today. Thanks again.